Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings. And in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the city of Porto in northern Portugal to explore a neighbourhood where fine art meets fine food. Our guide is Monocle's Nick Moniz.
Porto, Portugal's second city. A hillside metropolis with grand churches and hand-painted mosaics. It's famous for its wine and dramatic waterfront. Perched on the edge of downtown is Bombarda Quartiero. It's a neighbourhood in the parish of Sede Feita that plays host to many of the city's makers and creatives. Since the early 2000s, it has been home to the city's burgeoning art scene. It was during this time that art galleries began to spring up along Rua de Miguel Bombarda, the street this creative district is now named after. A host of independent stores followed, and within a few years, it was a bustling hub of galleries, jewellery workshops, local designer stores, and exciting food businesses. Today, established restaurants and gallerists sit beside newer creative enterprises. And whilst the neighbourhood might appear sleepy, once you step beyond the building thresholds, you'll find a range of food and artistic offerings that are diverse, high quality, and hard to resist. The neighbourhood's connection with local makers and creators is embodied at Epoca, a cafe whose produce comes from organic farms in the district of Porto to create a menu that complements the seasons. Stop here for your morning coffee and a spot of breakfast. It's difficult to go past their eggs on house-made sourdough toast with lavage, kale, feta and hot sauce. Since opening in 2017, Epoca has developed a strong relationship with local farmers, many of whom deliver goods to the cafe in person. It means there is a constant dialogue between those on the farm and the people preparing your plate. The result is a lively, daytime space with a strong sense of community. This commitment to local produce and makers is echoed at Copa de Uva, a wine and gourmet food store that offers fine Portuguese products with a sprinkling of homewares. Here, you can wander amongst a constantly evolving range of wines, jams, chocolates and Portuguese ceramics. Local producers often drop into the store to talk to owner José Silva about their latest offerings. A garden terrace at the back of the store allows you to enjoy a sample of what's sold inside, with boards of cheeses, gourmet sausages, and wine by the glass on offer. It's also the perfect place to pick up supplies for a picnic, perhaps grabbing a few bottles of port and some cheese before wandering to the nearby gardens of the Palacio de Cristal, where you can enjoy sweeping views of the river and city. Once you've enjoyed a tipple of port at the gardens, stroll back along Rua de Miguel Bombarda. Here, you'll pass the Gallery of Fernando Santos, the first art space to open along the street back in 2002. It's right next to Santos's latest venture, Oficina, a fine dining restaurant which mixes traditional Portuguese food with good art. Located in a former mechanic's garage, it opened in 2016 after 7 years of remodelling work. As a tribute to the building's heritage, existing ironwork and wood beams were retained. Nestled amongst these features is a rotating gallery of artworks. Santos explains that both art and gastronomy appeal to the senses. And in partnering with Chef Marco Gomez, they use local produce to create delicious meals presented in a manner that, like a good piece of art, will seduce your gaze. The Art Meets Cuisine ethos is continued at Espiga, an art gallery and bar that hosts events for the local creative community, including exhibitions, workshops and book launches. Sitting in a restored industrial building and decorated with antique furniture, the space is broken into three distinct areas. A sitting room by the entrance where people can enjoy a drink and watch the street, a corridor which functions as an art gallery and library, and finally a dining room and rear terrace. It's here that you can enjoy homemade tapas plates and a glass of wine from their well-appointed bar. Espiga is the establishment that best sums up Bombarda Quartiero, a place where art and food connect people and build community. For Monocle, I'm Nick Moniz.
This has been episode number 135 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Nick for today's food tour in Porto's Bombarda Quartiero. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.